Coming up on Which Way Is Life, episode number 3, my guest today, Dr. Michael Roizen. Learn why an accountability buddy is the most important component to getting healthy, how you can reverse the damage of unhealthy choices, and how thank you notes can make an immediate positive influence in your life today. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired. Get healthy. Reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
So darn excited to have Dr. Michael Roizen on the show today. Dr. Roizen, of course, is the renowned chief wellness officer at the Cleveland Clinic, a best-selling author of the Real Age books, and co-founder and originator of RealAge.com, and is the 4-time number one New York Times best-selling co-author of the You series of books with Dr. Oz. He is a lecturer, TV and radio talk show personality, advocate of exercise and living the healthy life, and is the host of You, the Owner's Manual podcast at RadioMD.com. In his latest book, This Is Your Do-Over, Dr. Roizen shares the 7 secrets to losing weight, living longer, and getting a second chance at the life you want. Dr. Roizen, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today. I really appreciate it. Can you let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
Well, unfortunately, I am the same person, or fortunately. I'm really lucky to have a great wife, 2 children who are relatively grown, and I am a medical nerd. That is, if you say, what do I love to do in my free time? Well, there really are 4 things I love to do. One is I love exercise myself, so I do that and play a game of squash. But I also am avid. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and so I am a season ticket holder at the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Cleveland Browns, and share season tickets for the Cleveland Indians. So my wife and I are avid viewers of those games. And when I said medical nerd, I read medical articles during the timeouts, halftime, etc. And I'm probably the only one in the stadium reading medical articles because I love the advances in medicine, and I'm incredibly curious about them, and so I read a lot about them.
So you're always on a journey of learning and growth, even at Cavaliers games.
As I said, I think I'm probably the only one reading medical articles during the timeout routines in the Cleveland Cavaliers games.
We'll have to look for you on the Jumbotron when they move the camera around. So Dr. Roizen, I like to start the show with what I call the one thing. Are you ready?
I am.
Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Well, there are a lot of things that you can do today, but the first thing is write 3 thank you notes. So a gratitude journal or writing thank you notes is the easiest thing, and it has fast payback. So when you start doing it, all of a sudden you realize how great life is and you change your attitude. So the first thing to do, if you don't do it already, write 3 thank you notes every evening. Don't go to bed without doing so.
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. You know, Dr. Roizen, we all want good health. We all know that good health is important to us. Why is getting healthy and staying healthy so darn hard?
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that question, meaning, and let me go and give you some of the journey at the Cleveland Clinic, where we've done this with our 49,000 employees and roughly 53,000 dependents, and shown how to do it. But it is hard because we are built to do the wrong thing. That is, throughout evolution, we were built to survive the day, not to survive long term. Right now, it is a different definition, that is health until 70, 80, and 90, and staying vigorous in our 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, 80s, and 90s, and without chronic disease. So the reason I think it's so difficult is, in fact, we were programmed incorrectly. We developed or evolved incorrectly. That is, we evolved just to survive the day, or as I always say, to do the wrong thing. We were programmed to always do the wrong thing.
So instead of us doing the wrong thing, what are steps we can take to do the right thing? How should we rethink this health journey?
Well, in fact, that's what we did with the book, as you mentioned. This is your do-over. We looked at the 18 million people who at that time had taken the Real Age program more than once and had done the right thing. That is, they had made themselves their real ages younger. And when we looked at that, there were, if you will, a group of things, what we call the 8 secrets, that these people had consistently done to change their health. And one of which, obviously, was to get a buddy. That is, by having a buddy, they had an accountability buddy that let them do healthier things. They were accountable to someone. Let me give you the example. When we do a stress program with people who do not have an accountability buddy or who don't work with us on a coach, that is a one we provide to them, there's about a 30% success rate at completing the program and learning how to manage stress and then doing it for 26 weeks. We don't have data more than 26 weeks, but that's half a year. On the other hand, if you have an accountability buddy, that jumps to 85%.
So if you take one thing away from this podcast, what great advice. Take the health buddy and use that. The percentage is amazing. You know, I think Dr. Roizen, and you don't want to let the health buddy down. That's part of it, too. I know you're accountable to him, but you don't want to let that person down. I think that probably plays into it, too.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was just being messaged. Getting a text message would do it, etc. But it isn't. What the individual does is they form a bond with their paid coach. So we have coaches on our system that are literally we pay them to coach you, and people form a bond with the paid coach just like they would with their buddy. So whether it is you want to make that other person, whether it's proud of you or you want to keep socially if you will, positive with your buddy, even though you don't know them, but you soon become a buddy to an individual, and there is that accountability and that wanting to succeed.
You know, there may be somebody listening right now that says, that all sounds really good, but you know what? I might be too late for health. The damage has been done. They may be clutching at the one last attempt to get healthy and stay healthy. And in your book, This Is Your Do-Over, you say there's good news. If you are like most, you can reverse what's happened before. How is that possible?
Yeah, well, it turns out you change which of your genes are on or not, or you change your proteins. So let me give you the example of type 2 diabetes and hemoglobin A1C, but it's the same with many proteins with diabetes. So hemoglobin A1C is something we measure in type 2 diabetes that talks to us about the control of type 2 diabetes. All it is a hemoglobin molecule whose normal job is to release carbon dioxide, to release oxygen and pick up carbon dioxide. And that hemoglobin, when it gets a glucose, a sugar, attached in the A1C position, becomes hemoglobin A1C and doesn't function normally. It doesn't react. It doesn't release oxygen normally. So you get, if you will, ulcers and infections of your legs and feet, and you get abnormalities elsewhere where you don't get enough oxygen to your brain or your heart. So you say, well, how long does the sugar that I eat, if I have an ice cream cone, stick to my hemoglobin A1C, and it sticks the life of that protein, which is 180 days. Well, the great news, looking at the converse, is if you stop eating too much sugar today, if you stop that ice cream habit and find something you like equally as much, say an avocado on a piece of whole wheat toast, that is preceded by 6 walnut halves, which slow the absorption of the sugar so you have a lower steady level of sugar, then you won't get the hemoglobin-forming A1C, because that's due to the peak level of sugar getting on the hemoglobin. And in 180 days from now, you'll have a much lower hemoglobin A1C, a much better release of oxygen. Well, similarly, we change which of our genes are functioning or not, the ones that promote cancer, the ones that inhibit it by creating proteins that cause cancer cells to commit suicide. So what you're really doing is changing which of your genes are on, what proteins they make, how the proteins function. And so you get to reverse it because all your cells turn over on average every 7 years. So in with hemoglobin A1C, your proteins turn over on average in about 90 days. Your cells turn over in 7 years. And clearly, if you start now, even if you smoked a ton of, you know, your 40-pack-a-day smoker, if you will, well, 5 years from now, it's as though you'd never smoked at all.
Amazing. So over time, simple steps today create big benefits later on. So let's talk about the mental aspect of this. That sounds great. But for someone listening that needs that shove, I've got to do this. What are some tips to help somebody start and stay on this health journey?
Well, I think the key is to understand you get a do-over if you want it. And then to think about and have empathy for your future self. That is, how will you look in 6 months? How will you look in 5 years? How will you look in, if you're, when you're 70 or 80 or 90, how will you feel about yourself? And what you want to do is think of, empathize with your future self. And really that empathy with your future self, that thinking about it, will I have enough money? Will I have put away, if you will, the same thing with your health. Will I have enough health to do the traveling I want to do or to take care of my grandkids or great-grandkids? Will I have the vigor and the stability to do that, or will someone have to take care of me? And what you want to do is visualize your future and how you think about your future self, if you will, visit your future self and say, how do I want to be in, if you will, when I'm 70 or 80 or 90, or even 5 years from now or 3 years from now, and you can do that. The great thing about whoever engineered the human body is they let you get a total do-over.
Well, that's a great step. Empathy for your future self. Visualize your future self. And that is great motivation to start your health journey. So thank you so much for sharing that, Dr. Royce. And I want to dig into your journey a little bit. I'm sure that you've had important mentors and people that have coached you and counseled you along the way. I'm curious, what's the best piece of advice you were ever given?
You know, the most interesting thing about my own journey was, I think, was the fact that we just started. It was just say, just go do it. Just go start it. And that is the, when I was a younger kid, I played, as I said, I'm an avid squash player, and I played a lot of squash, and I even captained the U.S. team in the Pan American Games. But I did not realize through all of this time how important my choices were to how well and how long I lived. And so I didn't think, like most people, for example, I didn't even think red meat made a difference, or I didn't think, or I thought you could exercise off the hazards of red meat because I was a physically active person, etc. And it was only when I started, when one person, and this is the person who influenced me most, said, show me the data. And that is, I was saying to him, Mr. R, you're not really 49, you're closer to 57, because your high blood pressure ages your arteries at least 8 years, and that increases your risk of disability and your risk of dying to someone who's 8 years older. And he said, show me the data. And it wasn't showing him the data, it was my realization how strong the data really were. I went back through the science of it because of his challenge, and I changed my behavior. So I said, I had always been eating red meat, I had always drank a lot of Diet Pepsi and Diet Dr. Pepper, but when I looked at how strong the data was, for example, on how strong red meat ages you and increases your risk of heart disease, stroke, memory loss, even cancer by about 50% if you ate one serving of red meat a day. And I said, geez, that's such huge change. How come this data is so good? And I was listed as one of the 1,000 best physicians in America that year, and I didn't even know how strong this data were. And so I started to look at the data and research the data. That's how we started to get involved in Real Age in 1993. But that challenge was given to me in 1992. And when we started looking at the data, it changed my life entirely, because I started realizing we've got a lot of data that shows if you just do 6 things and get your immunizations up to date, you prevent 80 to 90% of chronic disease and even reverse that you have.
Show me the data instead of show me the money. Right. Show me the data. You know, earlier you're talking about your joys. Obviously, you're a squash player and you're a sports fan. What else in your life gives you joy today?
Well, I alluded to it that, you know, for me, this is, and it's almost crazy for me to say this to you, but when I read a well-done medical article and can take something that I can give to someone else because of that, when I learn something and can pass that on, that's the greatest joy I can have. So that, I suppose, the joy is, I as I said, I'm a medical nerd. I love reading articles, and finding one that or finding a set of articles that give me a change in what I do and what I can teach others to do is the most joy I can have.
I love that. It's interesting how different things give joy to different people. So how can we cultivate joy in our lives?
Well, let me ask you, what gives you joy?
I love music. I'm a music fanatic, so I can just put on an old song or a group, and that will just take me away. I love Corvettes. I'm a car guy, so Corvettes are right up there. I also, like you, am a sports freak, so I'm in the Chicago area, so Cubs, Bulls, as you mentioned before, and the Bears. So those are some of the things, but I think I need to do a better job of really drilling down on what gives me joy, because there are simple pleasures in life, a sunrise or a quiet walk after dinner. I need to work on myself and really understand more of what brings me joy. So, and I think a lot of people are like that.
I think that's true. And you said that that's so true, because I have my office and I look out, and same thing at home when I get up in the morning, looking out and seeing the sun gives me great joy. It's invariable that I smile.
I love that. That's part of my journey is really understanding that more and allowing myself time to discover that, because we get so busy and overworked and stressed out and lead hectic lifestyles. Part of the reason I'm doing this podcast is I want people to listen and come away with something that can make their lives healthier, give them more inspiration, and hopefully cultivate more joy in their life. And if we can do that, I think that I'm doing my job here. So that's really the reason behind this podcast. So thank you for sharing that with us. You know, you are so accomplished, Dr. Royzen. What keeps you going today?
Well, I guess it is the thought and the hope that we can change the joy everyone has. Where we are now, and I'll get serious for a minute and a half if I can with you, is...
Please do.
That the reason, part of the reason for the budget problems in the United States, and more than 100% of income inequality since 1999 in the U.S. and probably in the world, I don't know the world, but I do know the U.S., is caused by the medical costs of chronic disease. So our costs of medicine, our costs of medical care for a country have gone from, in just 1990, we spent around 12% of GDP. We're now spending around 18%. It's a 50% increase in just 25 years. That will accelerate because of the influx of chronic disease we have. And what keeps me going is the experiment we have done at the Cleveland Clinic, where we've shown, in the words of Obama, you bend the cost curve down. We have decreased both costs and the prevalence and incidence of chronic disease in our own employees and their dependents considerably. Our employees have lost over 500,000 pounds. Our smoking rate is down from 15.4 to 5.2%, and it's continuing to fall. Our type 2 diabetes rates, our asthma rates are falling. Those cause a decrease in our need to spend money because of the, if you will, the six things that we have helped our employees understand and motivate them to do. I believe we can do this on a national level. And let me say, instead of having to spend money on healthcare, that money the employees, some of which they take home because they don't spend as much on insurance, some of which we're able to lower costs and be more competitive as an organization. But it's a huge amount of money for the country. We're spending, as I said, 20% or 18% of GDP now in healthcare costs. That will go to 24% by year 2023 if we don't ration. So if we keep this way, it will, and it's a much greater cost because of the high deductible plans for the lower cost employee, for the one who earns less, than for the higher cost. That causes income inequality. So what drives me is the potential of taking the experiment we've done at the Cleveland Clinic and some of the corporations we've worked with and spread it throughout the country. Because if we can do this for a country, we can in fact reverse income inequality. We can in fact be much more competitive in the world for jobs. And we can in fact have a much higher standard of living. So that's the what drives me, and so what really why I write the books, why I do the shows, why I agreed to come on, is because there are simple things, six simple things, such as walking 10,000 steps a day, sending 3 thank you notes a day, only eating food that you love but also that loves you back, learning how to manage stress and managing stress routinely, getting your immunizations up to date, they're avoiding toxins and avoiding secondhand cigarette smoke, including if you're going to use marijuana, make sure you have it in food form or pill form, not in smoking it. So there are ways of doing this that change the huge dynamic in our society and that can make us a much better, much more competitive country with a much higher standard of living and with much less income inequality if we only want to do it.
There it is. Drop the mic, Dr. Roizen. Mic drop. You just nailed it. I love what is inspiring you today, and I urge you to keep going. Well, coming up, we're going to do the high five with Dr. Roizen. I have one quick question before we do that, and thank you so much for your time today. I have this theory that most high-performing people have a certain way they start their day, whether it be 15 minutes reading or writing thank yous or meditating. Let me ask you this, Dr. Roizen, how do you start your day?
My wife and I share moments together before we get out of bed.
That's very nice. I bet a lot of couples don't do that. The alarm goes off and they're off and running. So having that connection in the morning is a nice way to stay grounded and start your day and set the day off in the right way. Dr. Roizen, we're going to do the high five next right here on Which Way is Life. And if I could ask you a quick favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more meaning in their life. And Dr. Roizen has been saying some great things to help you today. If you can, jump on over to iTunes after this interview and rate and review the show. Leave comments. Tell me what you're interested in. Tell me what you're concerned about in life. And by doing that, we gain a wider audience. So if you could take 30 seconds and do that, I would greatly appreciate it. The High Five with Dr. Michael Roizen is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And for you, my valued listener, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I am currently listening to Designing Your Life by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans, a really cool book to help you answer the questions we all seem to ask in life. How can we have more meaning and purpose? Something we talk about right here on Which Way is Life. If you want to check out Designing Your Life, download it for free today. Go to audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Again, that's audibletrial.com/whichwayislife for your free audio book. Time now for the high five with Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Roizen, are you ready?
I am.
Question number one, if you had to write a prescription for a healthy, balanced life, what would your prescription be?
The first thing is find a mate that you can live and love with your whole life. So it is finding someone who you love living life with is probably the most important prescription.
Question number two, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self?
I think if I had to change or do one more thing differently, it would have been to start doing healthy behaviors earlier in life. I got lucky enough to start around age, I guess it was 46 or 47, just because of a challenge from that patient I mentioned earlier. But if I had to do all over again, I would have done it probably starting at age 20 or 25, rather than wait as long as I did.
Okay. Number three, if you had to recommend a book to our audience, can be one of your own if you want, what book would you share with them?
You know, I'm going to share a book that is not one of my own. Let me go and tell people, I love my own books, so if you want to get a book called You, the Owner's Manual, the Revised Edition, or You on a Diet, the Revised Edition, or You Staying Young, those are all number one New York Times bestsellers, and they really deserve to be. But that's not what I would recommend. The book that changed how I react and how I help other people was one my wife forced me to get when our son was about 6 months old, and it was called Parent Effectiveness Training. Parent Effectiveness Training. And by learning how to teach and talk to our kids to help motivate them, I learned much more on how to do that for everyone else I reacted with. So it teaches you essentially how you interact with other people, and whether it's a child or whether it is your boss or whether it is your spouse, thinking about from their point of view and learning how to do that is what parent effectiveness training teaches you. So I give this book to all of our new, I'm chair of a department in of an institute and at the Cleveland Clinic, and so I get to hire people for this, and the first thing I do with them is I give them a copy of this book called Parent Effectiveness Training.
So important. And I'll have a link to find that book in the show notes page if you're wondering where you can get that. Question number four. You've already talked about your Fitbit. Do you have another favorite health app or health resource you can share?
Well, it's not a Fitbit. It's not a Fitbit. It's actually okay. A Garmin VivoFit because I lost too many Fitbits. so if I was going to say, my favorite health app or thing is I have a treadmill desk. And if it wouldn't make funny sounds, I would have been on it during this podcast. But I do most of my reading, a lot of my writing, even almost all of my conference calls from that treadmill desk. So it gets me it helps me get my 10,000 steps do something else while I'm exercising as well. So I think that would be a favorite, the easy favorite, that is. The second favorite is a buddy that I email every day. So that's quite a thing, but we have that at Cleveland Clinic Wellness, com, you can get a e-coaching for obesity reversal or diabetes or smoking cessation, etc. So having someone as a buddy, whether it's through a coaching program like ours or whether it's a individual person, is a key thing. And I suppose that's those are my three favorite things, the VivoFit. And I actually also wear a local one called an Omron, which I still use because it's the gold standard, and I put it on my waist, and it gets me the same numbers, but I measure every other device with it, and I test devices all the time. And the treadmill desk, and the and someone who's an email buddy.
I love it. I converted to a stand-up desk a year ago, and it's been fantastic. I just need to get the treadmill part next. So those are excellent suggestions for us. And our last question, Dr. Roizen, please answer this question. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
I said it to begin with, and that is do the right thing. Mm-hmm. The second part, this is a patient, again, a different patient. And the patient told me, I spent an hour with them, and the patient told me, he said, always do, he said, can I give you a rule? And I said, yes. And he said, always do the right thing. And he said, and the second thing is pay yourself first. Take 15% or 10% of your paycheck and put it into a retirement account. And I said, well, you got a third rule. And he explained, do the right thing. And he said, yes, if you forget rules one or two, remember, if you forget anything, remember rule number one, do the right thing. So I suppose the do the right thing is the basic rule.
So do the right thing, pay yourself first. And if you forget one and two, do step number three, which is do the right thing.
Exactly.
I love it. Dr. Roizen, thank you so much for your time today. You've been very generous and very helpful, and I know our listeners will walk away with some excellent advice and information to help them live a healthier, inspired life. So thank you again, and you can learn more about Dr. Roizen at clevelandclinic.org. You can find all of his books at amazon.com, and of course, you can find him at sharecare.com as well. And of course, Dr. Roizen is the host of the You, the Owner's Manual podcast, which you can find on iTunes and at radiomd.com. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Thank you again so much for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at radiomd.com. And if I could ask a quick favor, please take 30 seconds and rate the podcast on iTunes. The reason being is we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And the only way we can do that is if you rate it, which helps the show gain more visibility. And I'd love it if you would leave a review as well. If you could do that for me, I would greatly appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter. Hit me up there. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.